This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You gotta check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Hello, here I am. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Welcome to the show. It's Tuesday. Does anyone listen to our show at more than the speed?
Oh. I don't know.
Your parts.
Yeah, maybe they could.
They go and they toggle
and they
back
slow yours down somehow. Yeah. That would take a lot of editing.
You could do 0.5 so that it sounds like this.
But you on 0.5 would be, hey, what's going on? It's Nikki Glaser. Yeah. Welcome to be here.
I would sound like I was doing a commentating a horse race. An auction and a horse race at the same time.
Were you always a speed talker?
No. Like, you would have to ask my parents who didn't really listen to me. So I think we'll never know. No, they did. I think, yeah, I was always.
Because your dad speaks slow.
My dad does speak slow. What I was as a kid was always being told, shh. Mm. Oh, not by teachers, because I was very, like, at school, never talked and, like, was just didn't want to be seen. But at home or at restaurants with my family, especially in my adolescence, like, it was always, Nikki, shh. And it would be, and it was never like I was yelling like, fuck you, bitch. It was always like, I got this thing today. And it was so, like, I was excited. And then it was just, it just really depletes the air in your sails when someone, you're telling a story that you're like excited about. And then people go, shh.
Yeah.
And then you just go, okay, never mind. I got a part in a play. Doesn't matter. And then you do the whole thing of like, because it's embarrassing how loud they're dark, because other people were staring and I wasn't aware of people, like, of other people, maybe how loud I was. I probably needed it, my ears cleaned out.
You're like, why don't you just tell us the story at home? You had to wait for an audience?
Oh my God.
At Bennigan's?
I mean, every time we walk our dog in the subdivision, shh, because I just get excited about stuff and get too loud. Do you know that your trifecta meals are still downstairs?
Yeah. Those are done. I'm going to throw them away.
Why?
Today. I waited too long.
Well, can I take them? I'll give them to my mom. She will totally eat those.
That's fine.
They're still good. She just ate your trifecta meals that you gave her a while back. She's like, she was texting me from the river, and she's like, "We're down at the river. Gonna have Andrew's trifecta meals. Getting excited." So like she just freezes them and eats them.
That'd be fine. Look, it's fine. They've been sitting without like fucking.
No, you open that thing, they'll still have refrigeration in those ice packs. But right. I always benefit from boys and people who don't know butter, just erring on the side of, like Chris brings stuff over to my house and is. I don't get rewarded from that because he brings over like eggs and he'll leave them 2 days and he'll be like, "Oh no, they're bad now." And I'm like, "No, they're not."
What do you mean, eggs inside the fridge?
That's an exaggeration, but like,
yeah,
like I just don't believe in, unless something smells bad and tastes bad.
Yeah, you're a dumpster diver.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. But now I'm going to get free trifecta meals for my mom because.
Who's had their fridge?
Just a discount.
My dad will have to carry them and maybe break his back because those are heavy. But yeah,
he was riding his bike in 130 degree weather. He has a whole 30 miles. That's a heart attack, man. That's crazy.
Listen, the gang never sleeps. Yeah. If he doesn't do that, what's he gonna? He's gonna wake up to a fucking horse head in his bed.
Oh, all his boys talking shit.
Yeah, all those old men talking shit. Yeah, he rode his bike yesterday. I went running yesterday at like, what time was that? I saw you 7:30, because it gets so. Like, I love summer. How dark it gets so late. We were in Idaho. It got dark at 9:40, the sunset. 9:40. That's exciting.
I don't know. Sometimes I want nighttime to come.
Oh,
is that
I love
sad?
It so much because I'm always pushing runs till the last second. And I can't run at night, so I just love when it's like,
oh, okay.
I check my clock and I'm like, oh, it's 6 o'clock. I got to go for a run or I'm not going to exercise today. And then it's like, wait, the sun says at 8:40. I have another 2 hours.
Yeah, we saw you right before your run yesterday.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
No?
It's just like, it's so hot out that, and my body already felt like bags of soup. Just like I was too depressed to like have energy. Sometimes your body just like, my body was fine. My mind was just like,
tell me now.
So I did 2.5 miles, but then I stopped. Just, there was no like, I'm exhausted. There was no like, should I stop? Should I not? It was just like shutting down, must stop. And then I pulled up my Lime scooter app and I found a Lime scooter and I scooted my way out of the park. the other 2.5 miles.
Yeah, we walked to get that ice cream down the street. That's really good ice cream. It's like insanely good.
Jenny's.
Is that the name of
the one across the street?
I could walk into the same place for 40 times and never know the name.
You always say the Italian restaurant, the Mexican place.
Yeah.
The ice cream shop. I believe it's Jenny's.
Yeah, I think
so. It's like, you know, across the country.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like a St. Louis thing.
No, I don't think it is. But it's across from Mission Taco if you want to go to it in the Central West End.
We ate the ice cream,
though,
we walked.
It does not feel refreshing in the heat.
It did. It's like cream.
It did for like two minutes,
and then it melts, and then it's like warm cream.
Oh, God. My stomach is twirling.
The houses, though, the streets by Jenny's.
It's fucking insane.
I can't get over it.
I just want to say, though, like, let's say I didn't know you. I just knew of you. I wish that I would have seen a celebrity in a park riding a Lime scooter. Because I feel like whenever I lived in New York and I would see like celebs on the street, they would just be like on Broadway.
With sunglasses on, like
going
walking
shopping
to a show.
And a
pea coat. Like, walking
just looking
Seth
very
Myers.
Mysterious.
Yes.
Yeah. You never see them doing anything except walking, you know, with like a handbag.
There was no part of me that was like, am I going to get recognized? But it, I wanted people to go, that's... Like, because I was so depressed. My face was, I was riding a scooter at top speed, like, like looking at the sidewalk, like despondently. Like, and then I had to snap out of it because I kept seeing cars and I was like, they're probably pointing and laughing at this depressed person on a scooter. But I didn't think of getting recognized on that. I never get recognized, literally ever. Not literally ever, but like, it just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen, Noah. So weird. I like that though. I don't want to be. We were talking about it. There's a perfect level of fame where you, everywhere you go, you don't think someone's going to know who you are.
Yeah. I mean, it feels, when you do get recognized, it feels pretty good, but it's not like, I can't imagine chasing that feeling of
that's
like,
all I wanted,
but still,
no, I mean, as in high school, like oh, the idea of like someday people being like, is that Nikki Glaser was number one goal. I don't know why.
Because you probably didn't get it enough because you were getting shushed so much.
I used to do it at my gate we heard about this thing, Kirsten's what sister's, gate? Tell you a second, Kirsten's sister's boyfriend, Brian Glass. Ooh. He was so cool, but he told us about a thing they did where they were on spring break or something, and he and his friends, one of them wore sunglasses and like was mysterious at a place, and then the rest of the friends went up and was like, can I get a picture with you? Can I get your autograph? And then everyone just started doing it because they thought this person was famous. Like, it didn't matter who it was. They were just like, who is that? And they're like, it's Brian Glass. And they're like, I mean, it was before Google. This is 1999. Mm-hmm. And I just remember being like, that is the coolest idea. I want to do it so bad. And so I never asked anyone to do it for me. But I remember go to the airport with my family. And I used to just try to look famous and like sit off by myself so that maybe someone thought I was famous. So lame. But that is a fun little prank to do.
It is a fun prank. At this point, like, a lot of rappers, really.
So many
people do it too before they're famous, like in the rap game or whatever, where you act as if they rent, like, you know, a Lamborghini for one day.
Yeah.
And they drive down Miami Collins Avenue and they have all their friends, like, and like they get like five girls. And,
yes.
And it's like, whoa, they must be somebody.
Before they're someone.
Yeah.
They act as if. Yeah, acting as if does work.
It'd be weird. I mean, what would we do to act as if we're just huge glasses? And I mean, it's just so funny to think about any other thing.
I get recognized from the dogs sometimes because first of all, you peacock. This is what you do as a celebrity. You don't actually try to blend in. You wear something ridiculous so people look at you and then go, wait, that's Bill Murray.
Yeah, you blend in during the day. That's your thing. Like, you are very incognito when you run.
But I wear ridiculous. Like, I wear, like, bright hats. And, like, I dress like a... I don't want to get recognized, but I end up wearing things to go for walks with the dog. Like, purple, you know, Crocs with a green shirt and a pink hat and a big pink, like, bolero sack to put my... Not a bolero, but, like, a... What are those things called? To put Marion in. So I have a dog hanging on a pink sack over my shoulder.
Yeah, I guess that's...
I wear like colorful things and people kind of go, I guess they go, and my hair looks scraggly. I look like an old crazy woman. I look like the woman that used to be in comics and that was sometimes in birthday cards. It's like, I'm 100 and this is what I think about birthdays.
With,
like,
the glasses?
Yes, yes, I know, like, exactly. I don't know who that is, but that's who I feel like I look like. Like, I have a grandma style because I just don't... Putting together outfits is exhausting, and I just saw this clip from this show called, I think it's called, like, Friend Zone with Paul Scheer and, oh, God, now I'm blanking, Jason Mantzoukas and Rob Hubel and I think some other people. But Jason Mantzoukas was talking about, he's like, I don't wear, well, that's kind of a good Jason Mantzoukas, I don't wear anything except a white, you know, button-up shirt, white Oxford shirt, and like the same pants. Every single day it's the same thing. Maybe I'll throw a vest on it or a jacket if I have a premiere. But, and then they started rifling through pictures of him and it's like the same thing every time. And he said that there was some quote by, God, who was it?
Steve Jobs.
Oh, no, I think it was a Monks. He went, oh, he was like, oh, this is going to sound pretentious, but I was doing some retreat with a bunch of monks in wherever, India or something. And he was like, they said that, like, you know, to be closer to God, eliminate choices from your life. And, you know, whatever God is or whatever, like, yourself, like, the choices do just, like, muddy the water that could be clear of our, like, understanding of ourselves. And, like, just every day is a million choices. Like, think about it. Like, for me, Starbucks is not a choice. It is plugged into my phone. It's what I want every day, no matter what. What my food is literally not a choice anymore. It is just what I want every day. Wearing things, that's a choice. I'm overwhelmed with clothes. And I do like picking out clothes for my show because it can be random and fun and I can wear short, like, sexy, like, slutty things. I can wear, like, ridiculous stuff. That's fun. And truly, like, before I go to a show, I bring two humongous suitcases for 3 days of shows with different, and I don't give it any thought of, like, what I'm going to pair with what. I just throw pieces in, and then it's fun for me to go, okay. And then I even refine it from there. So when I go to the show, I pick one suitcase and I throw in a bunch of stuff from my two suitcases. And then when I get to the show, it is like a game where I'm like, you got to put together two outfits out of this crap. Mm-hmm. And it's like a fun game show, I think. And I enjoyed that. But on a day to day, I got to dress up for something today. It's like,
when you when we have social media and it is still important because it's our job and part of our job, when you wear an outfit, the next week you're wearing the same outfit, it's going to look exactly like the same before, even if it's a different stage. So you're not bringing new content. There's that idea of like, oh, I need to look different in this new photo on Instagram. Yeah. Because if not, I'm just going to look the same. If you know, part of me just wants to wear the same black shirt and jeans every single time. I did this whole weekend.
I think there's something about...
I wore the same thing all weekend.
There's something about guys wearing the same thing over and over that almost is as much of a attention getter as women wearing different things.
For sure.
Do you agree, Noah? Like, remember when Mark Norman used to have a... He wore the same thing every time. I miss that Mark Norman. There was something quirky about it. There was something that was his thing, that he wore the same thing. Now, I think Jason Mantzoukas, you wouldn't know that he wears the same thing. He's doing it not to stand out. But I think there's something that makes you stand out if you wear the same thing and you never have to think about it.
Well, but George Carlin did. I mean, just wore a black t-shirt. Louis wore just a black t-shirt.
What about the ponytail, though? George Carlin always had a ponytail. Is that correct?
You wouldn't even think about it. I don't even think about his ponytail. That's how, like, manly
when
and, like,
I did an interview with the New York Times about that, I was like, I remember picking up my dad's books of George Carlin and just being like, who is this old man with a ponytail? Like, to me as a kid, he was the old man with a ponytail. And then growing up, you go, oh, I don't even see it. But it was a thing to be like, to maintain some coolness.
Well, I think the other thing too is when we go, George Carlin wore the same thing every time. We saw him on his special wearing that. Now,
yes.
Now every time he performed in Tacoma, Washington, was he wearing?
He did not wear the same thing every time. If you watch the documentary, he had cool clothes.
Like but his last few, he found the thing, I felt like. Yes. And then Louis wore a black t-shirt and jeans and like, there's been a couple other comedians. Steve Jobs always wore the same thing.
Yeah, he was a great comic.
I feel like he's pretty funny, but he's funnier now. But I do think, like, in my head, sometimes if I'm wearing the same thing every day and I see, you know, this, I go to the same bagel shop or whatever, they're going to be like, God, he's a dirty motherfucker wearing the same thing.
But if it looks clean, then you're not a dirty motherfucker.
I know. But then you have to buy a lot of the same thing or wash it a lot.
And people don't. No, you just buy a lot of the same thing.
Yeah.
That's what I always do with, I have a pair of jeans from, and I've lent you some of those jeans, Noah, because I bought like so many pairs of them. Remember those? They're from The Gap. Mm-hmm. I bought like 9 pairs of these jeans because I was like, they are perfect. I still have like 3 of them.
I still have 2.
Yeah. They're the
I don't fit into them, but
I don't fit in them either. I bought all different sizes and I don't fit in any of them. But yeah, when you find something good, get a bunch of it because...
Which I do. Man, I have like literally, I have like 12 Buck Mason black t-shirts.
Yes, yes, yes.
This one has a pocket. One doesn't have a pocket.
Yeah.
One is this way. One is curved.
But that kind of stuff does stress me out. I'm so overwhelmed with my, like, I'm getting women to come, you know, organize my place for me and get me closets and stuff.
They're finally coming?
They're coming in July, I think. And but the idea of getting ready for them to come is a whole other issue. Like, I have so much stuff. I want to do an estate sale where I have just people come by and just take stuff. I leave out everything I don't want anymore, and they just come and take it. And that way I know it's not going in a dumpster. Or you can take it and throw it in a dumpster. Just don't tell me about it.
Is there any part of you that is like, I'm spending a lot of money, I don't need to prep for them to come? That's their job.
Well, I do feel that way, but they don't know where to put everything. Like, I want...
I thought you were giving them the reins, I thought.
I'm going to, but what I'm going to do is put different things in piles. Like, this all goes in this room. There's a pile in this room, but then there's stuff like, I don't know, like...
But you're telling them how to organize. They know how to organize.
I know, but...
Maybe just, I don't...
But some things I want in my bedroom, some things I want in the guest bedroom.
Okay, got you.
You know, it's... And who knows if I'm going to... And then I'm going to have an assistant come and unpack me every week so I don't have to think about it. So then I don't know what I'm going to do with all my time.
It's interesting because it's like you're spending a lot of energy and thought on organizing something that you could be... It's like when I used to cheat in college and I would spend so much time figuring out who I would cheat off of, becoming friends with someone to cheat off of and all this.
I could just organize instead of fretting about organizing.
I mean, I don't know if you couldn't
do
it as well.
You have to find a place to put it. No. It's not that easy.
Yeah, this is the thing. It's once it's done, then I have an assistant and who she'll know every place.
Yes.
And then I will get into town, roll my suitcases in, and not she'll do my laundry. And I mean, I know this sounds like very elitist and like, but it is. I will have someone to do everything for me.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And
I mean, once you get it going, it'll be a well-oiled machine, hopefully.
Do you use fabric softener? Like softening sheets?
Yes.
Do you know those, you leave a residue on your clothes and that's why they all look dingy?
Oh.
So you're not supposed to use those. You're supposed to put in white vinegar.
White vinegar?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Don't use red wine vinegar. I could see this going another way.
Hey, look.
We got to go to break.
What if it's red clothes? What is my new red outfit? Back.
Andrew!
Some say that I'm in the Bloods or I'm in the Crips, but wait, I really
it sounds
just...
like a rap, dude.
Huh?
It sounds like a rap. Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good. Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Okay, we're back. Clean clothes without harsh chemicals. To clean your clothes with vinegar, put a half cup of distilled white vinegar in your washing machine's detergent compartment. You don't need to add other detergents. What? What?
I don't know.
So you... Oh, yeah. So soap buildup can result in blue or white streaks appearing on your clothing. It can also turn your white clothing yellow and cause dark clothing to fade. Vinegar can loosen soap buildup and prevent it from clinging to your clothes. Oh, man, I'm doing this. This might be my thing. Like, I always think all my clothes have... There's something dirty about me. Because everyone else's clothes
always...
smell
like vinegar.
But I feel like it will wash it out. I feel like that would be an issue they would address on here if that was a thing. As mentioned before, vinegar won't leave any smell on your clothes, but you can add a few drops of essential oils if you want your clothing to be fragrant. Okay. You can replace fabric softener with vinegar. It can soften fabrics. So you do everything with vinegar? Yeah, I just want my I just want my clothing to not be like have that like I put on a pair of shorts yesterday, like sweatpants shorts. And they are like they're faded, you know, that black faded that happens to sweatpants. And then I had to get something out of my pocket and I went in the pocket and I pulled out the pocket so it's like you know, out. Mm-hmm. And the pocket is this perfect black color, same fabric as the mm-hmm. outside, that has been protected from whatever the fuck is going on the outside. And you see the potential of your clothes. And I was like, why can't that just stay that?
I know. I'm trying to think. Vinegar. I mean, I'm not one, but hand washing helps at times, depending on if it's delicate fabric.
Yeah, but I feel like
not putting in as much.
Smellies out.
Whenever you put in, you know,
no, not put in as much.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm one to talk, but I would, you know, you're pushing it in to like get all the clothes, and you're like, putting the colors and maybe the whites together.
I made it
together,
all in, so it's definitely going to work.
Throw it on cold, and then you leave it in there.
And it builds up mold.
That's the other thing. Like, that's what I've done before with ADD is like, I'll just forget that I even ever put the clothes in. And then 3 days later, I can't eat the trifecta meal.
Yes. Yes. Did no, you shave again?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this is your summer look, or what's going on?
Summer look, yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Smooth. Smooth.
Smooth and mustache. Keeping the mustache hard. Because last time you shaved, I feel like you left some stubble, no?
Yeah, this is completely smooth. It felt really good. Like, I haven't done that in a long time. And there's something to the process. A guy shaving their face, which, like, it does, I don't know, makes you feel clean. It makes you feel like, oh, I'm here to present myself. Like, I feel... I don't know. It's just a nice step. It's meditative to do it.
How long does it take you?
Not that long. But I remember, you know, when you're a kid, you want pubic hair as a boy, and you want to be able to shave.
Yeah. Just you want to be able to shave.
Want to be able to shave.
Got it.
Because it just, I don't know. There's something
to it. I
shave
my face now. I do it probably once a week. Right now it's coming in. I felt it the other day. Like, I can feel stubble around my chin, but I, in the shower,
yeah,
will scrub my face with, like, conditioner. When I'm bored, because I'm just trying to take a longer, or I'm trying to let the conditioner set in on my hair or something, and I'm bored. And I just, with my razor that I use on my legs, the Harry's, the kind that boys get.
Yeah, I have Harry's too, yeah.
I do my chin up to my cheek, and sometimes I almost get a sideburn where I'm like, whoa, I'm getting a little too, because I don't use a mirror, I'm just kind of in there. I do this, or I go like, and I shave everything, and makeup goes on so smooth. And it's kind of fun because right now it's grown back. I think I shaved it on Saturday, so I can feel little pricklies. Not pricklies, but just little, it just feels like sandpaper almost. And then I'm going to get to shave it, and it's going to be fresh. Like, that's the fun part about shaving your legs or anything, is like, you get a fresh feeling whenever you want it. To shave it.
And there's something about leaving a where you have a nice balance of fresh and then
rugged.
A little rugged.
I got to leave my mustache from now on.
Is there fear that it will come back thicker? Because is that a wives' tale?
Yeah, it's an old girlfriend's tale.
That's an old girlfriend's tale.
I shave my nips. I shave my legs. I shave, like, my leg hair doesn't come back thicker. The hair on the mole on my ass does come back with a vengeance. But that's always had, like, a long hair. Why do moles sprout, like, hairs that are, like,
so annoying?
Pocahontas.
I think it's roots hair. In there or something.
Yeah, there's something in there that it's just, it's black. I'm like, no hair on my body is this color.
They are so
But I do
long.
Like shaving
It's like a twin that never developed.
Or your chin hairs, you know?
Yeah.
You get those long ones. I mean, it's a thing. But yeah, shaving your face, I just never did that as a woman. Now it's like,
They call it dermaplaning. I do that every month and a half.
I know. Isn't that? Do you go somewhere to do it, right?
Yeah.
How do they do it differently?
So, I mean, I have my eyes closed, but it's basically like the same wand that you might use to like shape your eyebrows. They just
go. It kind of scrapes off the dead skin too.
Yeah, it's great.
And that's how I feel about your
face is so smooth.
Exfoliated. Yeah, yeah.
Is there
yeah.
something that you tell yourself that it's like dermaplane versus I'm just grabbing a guy's razor? Like it feels more feminine.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why they use that.
Yeah.
Instead, or they use microblading instead of tattoo eyebrows.
Yeah.
You know, like there's always like feminine ways, but I think it is a way to scrape off the dead skin cells along with the hair on your face because you don't realize you have a bunch of fuzz on your face and when you're wearing makeup and powder, it just sits on top of that and it adds a layer to your face that would be probably 10 pounds if you put on 10 pounds. You know, like your face would expand that minuscule of a hair amount. Not that it's bad to look like you've gained 10 pounds, but I'm just saying it just adds bulk to your face that you don't need.
Yeah, Brandon dermaplaned my eyebrows, which was nice.
Went and shaved them.
Yeah.
Yeah, around.
Yeah.
Yesterday?
I'm always worried that she's going to go too far, but I don't know.
Yeah, you just take off the extras. Nothing of the
extras and a
bulky.
Little bit under.
Yeah. Did she pluck it all?
Just the middle.
Yeah. That's good to do.
Who does your eyebrows?
I don't do my eyebrows anymore. I used to do them religiously. I just got eyebrow tint stuff, but I got the wrong color, so I tried to do that.
Oh,
the other day.
You used to tint them up.
Yeah, I used to always tint. Tinting is great because it looks bad the first day. You look like Charlie Chaplin, but the rest of it's great. Oh, yeah. But my eyebrows are so blonde, and they like have...
But I think they match your hair.
Yeah, but I don't want them to. I want them to be darker.
Okay.
It's for whatever reason. See, Noah's eyebrows are darker than her hair. See?
Ah.
It just looks better.
Eyebrows have...
To me.
Since, what's it, Cara Delevingne?
Delevingne,
yeah. Like, no one really talked about eyebrows. On women, that like thick eyebrows came back.
Yes, they did.
Was it ever a thing before? Like, why did they get so thin for a while?
I don't know. It was the 90s, 2000s. We just went crazy because I think that, like, we were just, like, thin. We have to be thin everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Like, bushy eyebrows was more masculine, I guess.
Yeah.
And we were, like, little petite eyebrows. I don't know why that was such a good look and that we actually all thought it looked good. Like it wasn't like it didn't look good and we just didn't know. It did look good to us. That's the weird thing about fashion trends or like attraction, like the things you think are hot. It's not like you were blind to it in the 90s or that outfit that you're looking at a picture of, that throwback. You're like, ew, what the fuck was it wearing? No one thought that was weird. We all agreed it was cool.
It is interesting that it takes is one insanely attractive person to lean into doing something different for people to go, that would be attractive on me. Like this mustache, like a lot of people had a mustache. The Beatles all grew mustaches.
Yes.
So my dad had a mustaches ran wild.
Long hair was the Beatles. They came.
Yeah. And you're like, I look like him.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's like, no, you're him, but the.
Have you ever started something that you didn't take from someone else? Because that's a hard thing to do. I don't think I've ever had the confidence to be like, I'm going to do this weird thing that no one else is doing.
No. I can't think of one time I've been completely original.
Taylor Swift shirts as a 37-year-old. I'm 38 now, but like wearing consistent pink little girl Taylor Swift shirts is a thing that I did not get from anyone. That I was like, this is not cool, but it's just what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm trying to think of anything else. Nose piercing, when I got it, no one else was... It wasn't like got that idea from someone. I was just really like, I just think that's the place to get it where it won't scar.
I got this pierced for a little while, the top ear.
But did someone else have that?
No, not that I saw. Just we all went somewhere there in the summer. And I was like...
Did anyone else in your group get it up there?
No, they were like, that's so dumb. You're an idiot. No, I think someone else got their... Someone else got an eyebrow.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you get an eyebrow?
No.
Chris got an eyebrow once.
What?
Yes, as a joke. An eyebrow. And I'm
Jesus.
Like, that is the most scarring place.
Who's the joke on?
He was just like doing... I don't know. He was just going to show up in his mom. I don't know.
And
like,
he went full piercing?
Yes.
I did not expect Chris to do that.
Yes.
I like that.
That's insane. I know. I didn't expect it either. I was like, where's that guy? Where's that guy taking risk? When's the eyebrow piercing going to show up?
My dad did not love that earring. He was like, I remember I started, I don't know, I was feeling sick coming back. I was as a counselor at camp. And he's like, yeah, your ear's infected. I was like, are you sure? I think you might just be saying that for me to take the earring out. Like, I think,
and then it was.
Yeah, it probably was. He's probably right.
Oh my God, those infections. I got my ears pierced at 20 something, and in my 30s, and it got infected so bad. Even though I washed it, and like, it's, that's the only reason I won't get piercings now. It's like, I don't want to deal with the infection and like cleaning it and how much it hurts when it gets infected and inflamed and like, oh, sucks.
It is interesting, like taking chances, fashion-wise, piercings, dyeing your hair. Like, when you get to a certain age where you're like, no, this is just the age where you're just this person. And then you get a little bit older, around like 60, and then you start dyeing your hair pink again. Like, people take...
Yes.
Because they're out. Maybe they're living on like,
because they're doing what they want.
Yeah.
At that point. What is Luigi barking at? Luigi, no one's there.
It'd be amazing if there was a guy there with a...
with a machete. Yeah. And we just get murdered on camera. Luigi, can we just see what's there?
What could be there? There's someone probably going in.
Hey, there's someone here. Do you feel stupid yet? Come on. Come back in. Come back in. You know what's there? Hey, Luigi, come on. Do you feel dumb? You should. Nice try. Come on. Get in.
Nice guy.
Nice try.
Come in July 14th.
Speaking of, F-Boy Island is back, baby. Perfect Strangers 2. F-Boy Island 2 is back July 14th. Check out my Instagram to see the story of, like, you can meet the cast and see all the new cast members and see a little promo clip. I'm going to put one up later today that involves me. That is not very flattering, but I'm going to put it up anyway because it's all they gave me. And let's get to the news.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
Oh, boy. It's Tuesday. You know what that means, folks? It is Tuesday. Hope you're having all the swells out there, apparently. Having swells here. Things
Luigi's
are going well.
Conniption. They gave me a clip of the show, and I'm just like, they cut out me saying goddamn, which makes the timing of the joke so much funnier. Because I say, you know, the girls are going to judge you as you walk across this, the girls are going to judge you solely based on your look, so you can see how it feels for once in your goddamn lives. And they cut out goddamn, so it just goes, so the girls are going to watch you walk and judge you by your looks, so you can see what it feels like for once in your lives. And it just like comes out of, it's just like makes me look, the joke was, it builds up to me being crazy. Yes. I go from a host, like, the girls are going to judge you. Yeah. Goddamn is part of the progression of the joke. It's a part of the joke. People cut around my jokes all the time, and I can't stand it. Like, it makes me look insane, like I feel right now, because I watch this clip, and I'm like, I don't want to clip. I don't want to post this now. If you weren't going to use me saying goddamn because the show is so precious that we can't offend the religious right of saying goddamn, what are you going to go to hell? You're probably going to go to hell because you invented a show called F-Boy Island, and you put it on your fucking platforms. Maybe that'll get you in hell. No, were you saying God, having the host say goddamn? So they take out goddamn. So I just look, it takes away the joke. People don't understand jokes. I was watching on Instagram yesterday, and there was a great joke made by Giulio.
Oh, Garotti.
Garotti.
Yeah.
And it was such a good joke.
The bros thing?
Yeah, the bros
thing. I like that.
It's a great joke, but guess what? The punchline was given away in the caption before he said it. And so it took away from the funniness of it. They do this all the time. People. You're not funny, so leave editing. Editors, shout out to editors. You need to be funnier. You need to not put, don't take out things. But this wasn't an editor's fault. This was HBO going, we can't have her say goddamn in a clip.
This is,
and
like,
I get
what your
it.
Parents did. This is kind of like how you started the show, the shushing.
I can only imagine what they thought of the promos we did.
I mean,
that day.
Yeah, well, I just saw a lot of this happen on my E! Show. I see it happen all the time. Unless it's my stand-up special where I get to control what gets taken out, they will suck. You can never judge me based on how I'm being funny on a show that I didn't edit. Please don't, because I promise you I was funnier than it ended up, because there are so many things on Welcome Home, Nikki Glaser? That I'm like, what does this even mean? We're doing a callback to something that you didn't even do the setup for. So we look insane. Yeah. Do you not understand? You can't put a ham drip / callback to a joke that you didn't allow the audience to see the setup of. A callback, the only way it can exist is that if it has its first part to, you can't do the end without the beginning. What are you doing? So it just makes us look fucking insane. Yeah. It happens over and over, and I don't know how to control it. The control
the
is?
Way to control.
No more callbacks. No more callbacks in any reality TV. Next time we do the show, I'm not doing callbacks. I'm not. It's not the editor's fault. It's not E's fault. It's not the showrunner's fault. It's no one's fault. They just don't have enough. It's Time's fault. It's advertiser's fault because they don't have enough time to include the setup. Yeah. And the callback is easier. It's easier to cut around the setup than the callback. Oftentimes when callbacks are just put in and then not setups, it's a lazy choice, but it's true because these people aren't being paid enough probably to go, okay, well, we need to cut out 2 seconds of this. Oh, well, that little joke at the beginning. Well, okay, now that you cut that little joke at the beginning, the end part where I say, and you know, his shoes weren't on, I look like an insane person. It makes me look insane so much more than I am, and I'm insane when you take out goddamn. Listen to this. Can I just play it for you, how insane I sound? This is the clip. And
it's hard.
HBO, I love you.
Like...
keep giving me jobs, but like, come on, guys. Let's all work together to not take out funny stuff. Like, Noah, you are good about knowing comedy and knowing when things need to be, like, all the clips that we do from the show, I've never once been like, oh, she cut her, like, she didn't, they didn't cut this right. I know you don't do the cutting yourself, but I tell them what to make.
Yeah, I mean, but that's because I listen to you and I take in the information and I understand what it is that you like. I was gonna say that I got to see you guys this weekend and we were hanging out in the green room. And it was maybe like 5 minutes before the show started, like 10 minutes before the show started. And you and Andrew and Anya, you're like, okay, let's come up with like Phoenix specific jokes. My mind was blown at how quickly you did it. Everything was so funny and like so relatable, especially like me being from this area now and like understanding how much like that joke is going to hit. I was so thoroughly impressed. I just want to say it was definitely a highlight for me.
That is something that I would like to put on the reality show if we do it again, of like those. I've been doing those when I go to a town. I just look up interesting facts and I literally do it 10 minutes before showtime.
We should tell them on here sometimes. Or maybe make it a segment.
Man, I wrote,
like, if we're going somewhere.
So many fucking good ones that it was the most fun. It's the most fun thing for me to do on the road. And yeah, we had some good. What did we say? My favorite one was where we
were in saguaro.
There was a cactus called a saguaro. and I forget how it's spelled, but in Phoenix, if you cut down a cactus, you get 25 years of prison in prison, up to 25 years in prison, this protected cactus called a saguaro. And Noah was the one who told us about it. And she was like, but it's pronounced saguaro because it's spelled different, right?
Yeah,
differently.
Mm-hmm. It's like S-E-G-U-A-R-O.
Yeah, and she was like, no, it's saguaro. And so I wrote down saguaro, and I was like, okay, I'll just say that I remember that by that's how I, that's what I sound like when I have a penis in my mouth and I go, sure, saguaro. And that's, and Noah loved that. And then we came up with, like, if you chop down that cactus and you get 25 years in prison, like, people just sharing, like, what they're in for, like, dude, what are you in for? He's like, rape. And you're like, what about you? He's like, murder. And you're, he's, they're like, what about you? And you're like, I just had to have a cactus, man.
Yeah.
And then Andrew added, you should have seen what it was wearing.
Also something like how sharp it was, like it was holding a sharp knife. No, I don't know, I forget what, something was sharp. There was something with
cactuses,
like,
always look like you're saying, put your hands up.
They do.
They're like, I didn't do anything, man. I didn't do anything.
They're so defensive.
They are. It's like, what were you up to, cactus, with your sunglasses on, doing a boogie woogie? Oh, wait, that's the one you buy at Walgreens. That would be like,
they're the skunk. They're the skunk of trees. No, not skunk. Fuck. What's the porcupine of trees?
Oh, yeah, they are.
The porcupine, that's kind of suck to like always have that on your back.
I think they shoot them out, so like they don't.
Oh, they're not always exposed.
You. Yeah, it's like the stingray. Like you think if you touch a stingray, mm-hmm. it's like going to stab you just from being touched, but it has to like shoot it out.
Oh, I just got a memory of a catfish this kid Jason Ulcher stepped on, and it went right through his foot.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's Florida.
And they're going to judge you solely based on your looks, just so you can see how it feels for once in your life.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Once in your goddamn lives. Yeah, it's goddamn, you need the buildup.
It felt like maybe because
like you're angry.
It hits more that it's not there because of the rant you just went on, but I also do feel like you can feel
it. No, I don't even want to post it because it makes people are going to go, this host sucks. And it's like the joke. You need. I know that seems so inconsequential, that goddamn, but it allows the ramp. It's funny to see someone go from like, I'm a host, to like losing their mind. But if it happens in one word, it doesn't make sense. No. If you see the progression.
It's like
over,
you have Tourette's.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's, it looks a little Tourette's anyway, but it needs that goddamn. But it's just like, I'm just don't even put the joke in then. Put something else in. I can't deal with it. And that's why I can't watch anything I do. It's because it just ends up in the hands of people that are just trying to do their job and follow network instructions of like, we need to cut this down. This is too much. That's going to offend this people. But the word goddamn, which I know they cut not for time because promos don't need a time limit. They cut it because of the Christian right. That is so stupid and hypocritical. You're doing a show called F-Boy Island. I think you can put in.
But it's not
fuck-boy. I should have said G-damn.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I should have said G-damn. Yeah, that would have been different. All right, let's get to the news.
Garsh darn.
Garsh darn. That would have been.
What if they, put in a different voice in there?
It would have been fine. If they would have had me go, hey, can you just put in like, God, good darn.
Good,
or like,
darn.
If I would have said something, like I could have done a voiceover for it. I don't know. It's just, they just make choices because guess what? It's not going to affect viewership. It's just going to affect people if they want to see me on that show again, which I wouldn't. And then the promo for the F-boy, I'm not in it at all.
Yeah,
so
I
feels
noticed
great
that
too. Thanks, HBO Max. Max, the guy that looked at my vagina yesterday.
Call back. You don't have to be there.
Hand rip. Out of context.
Just put that.
Don't listen to yesterday's
just
episode.
Put
just
that
so, yeah.
As the clip.
Yeah. And then set up the clip about.
But throw goddamn
I'm not
in there,
mad at,
Max.
That's so funny. I'm like scared now that HBO is going to give me a job because I insulted them. But if you don't give me a job because I'm mad about that, then that's on you. It's stupid.
If anything, they'll probably give you more work.
Yeah. I negged them hard.
Yeah. You
All
got
right.
Them.
Let's get to the news.
Okay. Want to get one news story in?
Yes.
All
boom,
right.
boom, boom.
Okay, say goodbye to Internet Explorer. Microsoft plans to retire the web browser tomorrow, 27 years after its first launch back in 1995.
Isn't that what we... No, we have Safari. Internet Explorer with the E?
Yeah.
The blue E
so,
with a little rocket coming out of it?
So here's some reminders of 1995. Ready?
Friends.
The Billboard year-end Hot 100 singles for 1995 coming in at number one. Any guesses?
Hootie and the Blowfish. Only Wanna Be With You.
Andrew?
Sheryl Crow. So Santa 95. Monica Boulevard.
Where was I? That was high school, sophomore year.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Or freshman year.
Oh, wow.
Fuck, freshman
okay, well, this
year.
One,
oh, Verve.
We'll
Verve. The Verve.
It's Gangsta's Paradise by Coolio.
Oh, wow.
That
okay.
was the year. And then Waterfalls and Creep come in at number two and three. So TLC had a very good year.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Oh.
Clueless was released in 1995.
Oh, my God. It was the best.
The most iconic movies.
So iconic.
And the show sparked a sexy, preppy trend of shortened tartan skirts, fitted blazers, collared shirts, argyle, and over-the-knee socks.
And little pens with like little
the furry
things on the end. And saying yes. As if, and...
I'm still baked.
What?
You remember that scene?
You always reference that scene.
I love
never
it.
Remember it.
It's always my favorite
Wait, what
scene.
Is it? What is that scene?
That almost ruined my high. I'm still baked. They're at the party, mm-hmm. and Faison comes in. Isn't that his name?
Wait, what, who says I'm still baked?
Donald Faison.
She does.
I don't know who she
the
is.
The main girl,
okay,
the main
Cher.
Character.
Okay.
Cher, yeah. They come in, they get in a horrible fight right after they smoke weed.
That almost ruined my buzz. And she goes, I'm still baked.
Yeah.
Why is I'm still baked funny?
I don't know. It's just a funny like line to me.
But is it funny now or was it funny as a kid? Because there's nothing to, there's so many other lines in that are funny, but nah. Saying I'm still baked after someone says I almost lose my buzz, that's being like, oh, I'm not hungry anymore. I'm still hungry. Like, what's funny about that?
It's just something. I'm not it's trying just to be so. Contrarian. No, I know. It's just so cheesy. It's like, it's. It reminds me of like when I, like my friends opened up a liquor cabinet, and I was like, "Hey, Jim Beam's over there," and they like that line. They like destroyed me for because it's just such a. It's like a kind of line. Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense. Of Jim just trying Beam's to see
over there, like pointing out one liquor.
Wait, like the one you
yeah,
knew.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so glad your friends trashed you about that.
We were good at pointing out I just, shit like that.
You know that shot from the Sunny D commercial where it's inside the refrigerator? That's the shot I want to see of you and your friends going through the liquor cabinet and them like kind of sorting through, and they're like, oh, we got this over here. And you go, Jim Beam's over there. And then they all stop and just turn around and look at you in the corner going, Jim Beam's over there? Oh, really?
That's exactly what happened, dude. That's it was so very funny. Embarrassing. And yeah, anyhow,
I watched that Sunny D commercial last night because it was on Reddit on like a nostalgia thing. And the one where they're like, grape, like purple stuff, soda, oh, Sunny D. And it's in the back. And there are teenage boys that are genuinely like in their 30s in this commercial. And they get so, then they're all out by the pool drinking the Sunny D. And one of them finishes it. Mm-hmm. And they almost attack this kid like he's going to be. Like, I'm really worried about this kid's safety, how mad they are. And then the mom pops out of nowhere and goes, I got some more. And they're like, oh, you came in right into the clutch, Mrs. S.
Oh, before they were going to beat this kid?
I mean, it is so funny how angry. I literally was watching it being like, why would they have this? This looks violent. Because all the kids are, like, getting ready. And they're adult men being teenagers. I got to show it to you. It's so funny. Pull up that, like, for your own sake, whatever you remember of that Sunny D ad, if you remember what I'm talking about. It is so much more violent than you think.
What was the other thing? Your mom's got, not Chef Boyardee, your mom's got Stovetop. That blew up.
Oh,
Stovetop.
I don't remember that.
Really?
No, I remember.
No, do you remember that?
Just mom's always coming in and like, yeah. Guys, like Hamburger Helper or something.
Hamburger Helper. No, I don't know. Maybe I'm alone here, but I remember Stovetop being
I bet
huge.
That is one. I mean, that was such a trope in 90s
things. Oh, your mom's got this.
Like the mom comes in and it's just like, and she saves the day and she's like, I'm a good mom. And everyone's like, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
I want to find the Sunny D ad because I want you to watch it and have a reaction video. Sunny D commercial.
In the meantime, Tommy Boy also came out in 1995.
Oh, God. I watched that the other day and it was so freaking good. So good. I can't even stand it. Oh.
When he goes, I'm not baked anymore.
Oh, my God. Okay, so just watch this part, Andrew. Just press play. This is when the boys finish it and they start attacking their friends.
Oh, God. We got to play it.
One boy finishes it. Don't they look like they're about to, like, disembowel him?
I mean, it was so quick. I thought it was going to be
go
like...
back, go back.
Problem, guys?
Wait.
Wait.
Some healthy junk too. They look like they're about to hurt him.
Yeah.
I was worried for his safety. If I was a director of that commercial, I'd say, hey, can we tone down the attack of the boy?
I'd amp it up.
It seems like he's going to get bullied to death
for
finishing the Sunny D. Do you remember Sunny D, how disgusting it was?
Yeah, Sunny.
It hurt to swallow.
I'm trying to think what it tastes like.
Someone said it tasted like gasoline, and it was like,
it's like if orange
juice. It
tasted
like vomit, like the aftertaste.
It was bad. It was bad.
It's like if OJ committed more murder.
Oh, no. Oh, my guitar teacher is here. That's who was here. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I forgot.
Okay. You want to
pause? No, this was 20 minutes ago. Oh, fuck. I was doing my podcast. Oh, hey, Luigi, you were right. Luigi was right all along. I'm so sorry. I will pay you double for this one. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. Oh, not writing things down on my schedule. I just can't do this anymore. If you were a guitar teacher and you showed up to a lesson, they weren't there, would it be good to, if they paid you double?
Yeah, I'd be like.
That makes up for it, right?
Yes. Okay. And then some.
I think it depends on the person.
He also doesn't have to hear you play. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, that's a good thing too. But just lugging over his guitar and like spending time.
Dude. If I was dog walking and someone didn't answer and I waited 5 minutes and then they paid me double and then I go do whatever the fuck I want, It's not like he's out there being like, oh no. You know, he's just living his life.
Well, he did hear me go, oh, no one's here, Luigi, you fucking idiot. Like, he heard me mock my talk.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, does he have a machete?
But we have,
and the guy's like, I don't have a machete.
The reason we couldn't hear him through the door probably was because we have headphones on. And so I couldn't hear maybe a real sound that was happening out in the hallway. God, I'm such an idiot.
He should have strummed. Hook it up to an amp next time.
Okay, do we have one more story?
I have a very funny story that I saw that I was telling Noah about.
Oh, yeah, Andrew
about.
With international news. Take it away.
So, did you see the elephant story recently? That it's all over.
Oh, my God. It's so sad.
So, this elephant trampled a woman to death, then went to her funeral and trampled her again. I mean, that is...
It is so sad because I read about this and I was reading about how this woman was just filling, like going to the fucking ravine to fill up to get water, to get drinking water. And this happens a lot of times in India where the elephants, they're like constantly in fear of elephants, like trampling them. So this woman who was just trying to get drinking water, which we're like, I don't know, this water tastes bad. It's not smart water.
We were just complaining about Sunny D. They would love Sunny D then.
And this woman gets trampled to death. She does nothing. And then this elephant crashes her funeral, pulls her out of the funeral pyre, whatever it is, and then proceeds to trample her again. Like,
I mean, what was the beef?
It reminds me of, like, not that I ever saw Godzilla, but I feel like maybe it's something like that where the monster or whatever falls in love with the woman.
Oh, you think it was a love thing?
Oh,
did you ever? Do you remember that story with the tigers at the zoo? The guys mocked them, were mocking the tigers.
Yes, and then they came out
and found them.
Yes,
like 2 miles away.
And elephants never forget. I mean, honestly, they don't. But there must have been something about that woman, either something, some, maybe it was some like beef they had in a past life or something. Or I don't want to say that.
Did she finish the Sunny D?
She was blamed for it. Yeah, she finished the Sunny D in the past life. Dude, it's honestly what they were about to do to that boy.
It's
so sad. It made me so sad to read it. At first, it was just like, whoa, this is crazy. But then I just kind of thought about all these people who, just to get water, to get drinking water, to get bathing water, they have to be scared that maybe a fucking hippo or a elephant might trample them to death. Can you fucking imagine? Like, it just made me like so sad. At first I was like, oh, this bitch probably hurt this elephant and was, you know, a circus tamer or something. Like, I wanted the story to be vengeance.
Oh yeah, yeah.
From like getting abused. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't. It was just this poor woman trying to get water. So it was a bummer.
Hippos fuck people up. Hippos kill everyone.
Fuck with hippos are the most dangerous animal.
Yeah.
Because people underestimate their speed underwater, especially. Watch a hippo run underwater. Dude, it is so fast.
It's wild. Oh, I just saw a hippo take on like 3 lions, and I was like, who are these guys? And their teeth are hilarious. They look like rocks in there.
I know. Hungry hippos never make you think they're just going to stay in one place and just like lunge forward and just eat.
Makes me feel like I could lose a few more teeth and be fine.
Yeah, they're cool.
Thanks, hippos.
Thanks, hippos. Okay, let's, and thanks, HIPAA, the contract I signed yesterday so that Max can't talk about me, but I can talk all about Max.
How did his dick look in those pants?
Let's take a quick break and come back with Why Do I Care? Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
He said, "Hi, Nikki, I'm here, heading up now. I'm outside your door. I knocked a bunch of times, heard voices and a dog barking. Not sure if we're on today. Let me know either way. Thanks." What was I just going to say?
He's like, "Oh, she's practicing."
Oh, so, okay, we're back. Let's do Why Do I Care?
Why do I care?
Wait, did you just say that my guitar teacher thought I was practicing because he heard dog bark, guitars barking, and voices?
Yes. So listen to me.
I did listen. It took me a second, dude.
Why did it take
sometimes
so long?
It's like, well,
how about OJ but more murder? You missed that joke.
OJ but more murder.
Describe
yeah,
your
that
Sonny
was
D.
really funny.
It's like OJ but more murder. It's so funny.
But your fucking guitar teacher ruined it.
That's so funny.
All right, so wait. So did you Max Rip. Wait.
Why do I care?
Wait, why do I care?
Okay.
So gentle.
No, I don't even know why I said that.
Why do I care?
Who cares?
Eric Dane, who plays a closeted gay character on Euphoria and was also known as McSteamy from Grey's Anatomy, tells Andy Cohen that his DMs are filled with dick pics and dirty messages from guys despite being straight, and that he has a hard time finding dates because he's not an app guy.
Oh, Eric Dane. Let's take a look at what he looks like.
I mean,
like.
He's insanely handsome. He has hard time finding.
Is he a dad on the show?
Yeah, he's a gay dad who's an alcoholic who has sex with like teenagers. Like so transsexual teenagers, and then he gets caught.
Yeah, I remember McSteamy.
He tells Andy, "I get lots of dick pics." No,
that's him.
And then, yeah,
that's what he wore to the premiere of Euphoria.
That's not the best photo of him.
No, it isn't. He looks like he's at a costume event.
It like looks
where
like someone magneted.
He looks like Ricky Martin,
like a magnet mustache. Doesn't
who needs
it?
To go to rehab? Okay, so he used to be married to Rebecca Gayheart. They had a threesome that they filmed. I remember that. That was so hot.
Whoa. Him yes. and two girls or two guys?
Yeah, two girls. Him and his wife and a girl. Okay, go on, Noah, sorry.
All right, so he told Andy, he's like, I've seen a lot of ugly penises. I've seen a lot of pretty ones.
Yeah.
And then he says, I feel like I don't ever meet women because, look, I'm not a dating app guy. And I think that's kind of the where the majority of meeting happens on these dating apps, the various Rayas, Tinders, whatever. He yeah. goes, I'm from the 90s, man. I'm more of a like, hey, how are you kind of person.
Yeah, you got to get over that, Eric Dane. Like, it's app time now. Like, you're ordering food on apps, and maybe you're not. You're ordering your clothing and your necessities on apps.
Time to order
a
girlfriend.
It's where it's happening. You just got to give in to the apps. Like, give them a try. Get on Raya. That guy will clean up on Raya.
I mean, that guy, yeah. I'm sure in between 30 dicks, there's great tits. Like, I'm sure he's also getting hit on a shit ton. Granted, it's fans, but.
Yeah, that's. I don't know. That's tough. I mean, I just think that people that go, I'm not an app guy, I'm just tired of hearing that, because it's like, you got to evolve with the times. Like, things are different now. You can't. Yeah. It's creepier to go up to a woman at a grocery store and just go, hey, you like cereal too? Like, that's just not going to.
Yeah, send a dick pic in real life.
Serial killer. Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, just giving a Polaroid of a dick pic, passing it to a woman in line at TSA.
Showing your dick at the Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Be like, what are you
doing? Those are the old dick pics. Are you still getting?
Yeah, I rarely unblur something. You know, okay. Everything that gets sent to me is blurred, and I rarely like spend the time, because you have to like click it and then click again and then approve it. And it's like, I don't think any, like, unless it's a bestie who's like, hey, I saw this and thought of you, and it's like, and now guys are going to send me that. I saw this and thought of you, bestie. Like, oopsie, that's going to be a way. But I can just usually, if it's a girl's account, need I can one usually ticket. Tell it's not going to be a dick.
Need one ticket in a wheelchair.
And I don't mind dick pics. Honestly, I think it's so hilarious that someone would do that and think that that might work for me or something. Like, no woman just craves a random dick. It's such a weird thing that men are just, that's where you go. That man is completely self-centered and has no ability to have empathy, because if he had any idea how women think, he would know that we don't think like you do. He's thinking women think the same way. If a woman sent me a picture of her pussy, I would love it. Yeah. So let me do this and she'll love it. That's a guy who doesn't know what, consider that other people might have different desires. It's a bad sign.
It's pretty funny when it's like, so it's, I'm either going to write like, what you up to? Or send my dick. It's one or the other.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
I mean, there's no like what else. I'm not an app guy.
I'm not an app guy, but I'm a show my dick guy.
Last night, Chris came over and we were just like
eyebrow Chris.
Yeah, the one with the cool eyebrow ring from 25 years ago. He still has a scar. Not gonna. No big deal.
Damn.
But,
dog fight.
First of all, people think we're engaged because of the reality show. People really did not see that. They thought that when he got down on one knee and gave me a ring. For some reason, again, I didn't watch the finale.
I watched it last night.
Is it confusing? Did they try to purposely make it look like we're getting engaged?
I mean, he got on a knee and gave you a ring.
But was there context, like what the ring was about? Did he pull out like a fake ring? Because no, that ring was like a fake.
The ring, that wasn't really discussed. It was,
exactly. I saw the clip and I go, they tried to, they didn't give the context of the ring, which is, I believe it was a joke. And we definitely were like, let's do a fake ring. And
no, it looked like you were holding, like, it looked gold.
Yes. Yeah. So I don't remember what it was specifically. I think I took it off my finger and was like, give it to me.
It felt very much like a proposal that wasn't.
It did.
And it was like at the last second go, which is a, that's a fucking prank. Like that, like on a girl that you've been dating for.
Oh, but I knew he was going
to
do it.
No, no, you knew. But I'm saying as a viewer watching it, like it didn't come off like.
I knew.
Yes and no, but not like. It wasn't very clear
again,
cut.
It's just context. I will never, ever judge someone from a reality show ever again. Because my mom is like, Nikki, I'm getting all these calls about you and Chris. My friends have all these opinions. And I go, they're based off of a show that does not show the truth. Like, it's based off of little moments with no context a lot of times. It doesn't mean it's not entertaining. It doesn't mean that you didn't see every moment was actually a real moment. But I don't need your unsolicited advice about my relationship based on 2 minutes of it you saw on a show.
It's like getting unsolicited dick pics. And your reality show, like, that's a scripted show. People think...
My reality show.
Like, your reality... So, that guy was getting dick pics from a scripted show because people think he's gay. People really think this is...
Yes.
your life. You're getting
it is, yeah. But it's just I just realized that so many times I form opinions about people from 22 minutes of their life that I see. And I really do have strong opinions about you should pick him. You shouldn't pick him. Bachelorette or like, oh, Paige, why are you dating this guy at a summer house? Like, I know.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you don't know. And it was so funny to hear my mom and tell me like all of her friends. And she was giving me advice. Like it was like real advice. Like, well, my friend Susan says, you and Chris, I don't think it should work. And I go, are you presenting this to me like I should consider her advice based on what she saw of my life? Like, I would never in a million years let this woman dictate any kind of, it was just, and she goes, well, three of my friends think you should stay together and three think you should, and I go, I don't need to hear any of this.
What is this? This is your focus group.
And my mom literally said that, and then she wrote me yesterday, she goes, I had three calls thinking you got engaged, and I'm like, that I knew that they made it look like that because they needed to make it look like something. Mm-hmm. But no, it was a fake proposal that
it was
a fun ending. I was in on it. I knew about it. So yeah. What was I going to say about Max? Oh yeah. So last night when he came over, it was really fun because we were like, you know, just canoodling on the couch, just kissing. And I was like, another man saw my vagina today. I just need to be honest with you about that. And he kind of got like, what? And I was like, his name is Max. And
he works for UPS.
He was a student teacher. Yeah. He was a med student.
Oh, even, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, he works for UPS, but he's also a med student. Like, yeah, I could have given all the details and he'd be like, what the fuck? Yeah.
So wait, so you said he was a third year med student, which actually sounds like a hot eligible bachelor.
Yeah, and I was like, Max definitely saw my vagina. And he was like, what do you mean? And I was like, I thought it was a girl when they proved it. And then Max came in and I couldn't like not have like send him away. And he was like, it doesn't make me feel any, I was like, sorry if that like killed the vibe. He goes, no, I just it didn't do anything to the vibe. Like, he was unaffected by it, but it was, yeah. I was just trying to be funny. He did think it was funny though. Okay. Let's go to Reddit.
And it would be funny if you were like, and I let Max because he was so hot.
Yeah.
Like
they I was going to send him away, but then I let him stay because we just had a vibe. All right. Let's get to Reddit dump. All righty. Let's get to it. Okay. So this was from the subreddit Weird. It says, my husband, she's 36, he's 41, has some disturbing requests for after he's passed away. This one is really bizarre, and I'm sorry ahead of time. My husband of 12 years has some medical problems recently. The topic about end-of-life plans came up, and I asked if he wanted to be buried. He didn't want that, nor did he want to be cremated. My husband wants me to have his skull taken from his body. Sorry. His skull taken from his body and cleaned. Then he wants the skull put on a mantelpiece in the living room. The rest of his body he wants sent to one of those places that makes the gems out of bodies. I didn't know those places exist. And made into two blue diamonds. He then wants those gems to be put in the eye sockets of the skull to look like eyes. Then he can, quote, watch the family home and be, quote, be passed down through the generations. I love it.
Wow. That's so thoughtful.
I like it. It's a little bit creepy, but I totally believe in, I would love to have my skull be passed through instead of some urn with my ashes and be like, this is grandma's skull. That is so cool.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see having a nice skull on the wall. We put animals on the. We put everything on the wall.
I want to get a Marion.
Why don't we stuff you and throw you on the wall? I'll put you in my living room if you die before me.
I would
me.
Do my skull. Would you take my skull? I don't think you're allowed to do it.
Your whole face. I want to stuff everything.
No, it already looks stuffed. Because what if it? It would look like me in the morning. I know it would because those never
look
good.
No, I'd put makeup on you.
No, my head would be in a jar in a formaldehyde. And it would be kind of puffy, like I just woke up. It would have like an imprint of the eye mask I was wearing.
She's a jar.
Okay, this is. Oh my god, my guitar teacher's here. Okay,
is he here for real?
No. But I was just interrupting a good joke with my guitar teacher again. Ham drip, double ham drip.
Turkey tears.
Okay, so this is from Ask Men, and the question is: if you could change one thing about your penis, what would it be? And I thought, oh, it's gonna be size.
Yeah.
Good question.
Someone said its erect status would be 100% under my conscious control. Remove the scars and the corresponding scar tissue.
Oh.
That makes 10 speed vibration, someone said. That's a good one.
Oh.
I want it to be able to shoot out a laser capable of cutting steel. It should be controllable and not like Cyclops from the X-Men. No ball hair. Why so many? I have not seen this much before. Edit. Holy fucking hell, this is like double hours. I don't know what that said. Okay, so someone said no ball hair. I mean, someone said, I'm 51. I wish it worked like I did when I was 14.
Mm. Yeah.
What would you change about your... You would add like a half an inch, you said?
I mean, if we're... Add whatever we want.
Yeah, add whatever you want.
I mean,
don't go too crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna make my dick be able to fly. That'd be pretty cool, though.
Frequent,
like let him do his own thing.
Oh yeah.
You know, sometimes it's annoying to have a dick all the time.
A removable, a detachable.
Yeah,
a
removable
one.
Dick. Yeah.
That I always kind of when I used to be obsessed.
When I die,
with
will
penises.
You keep my dick on your wall? Yeah,
can I take the skull of your dick? I'll take one of the oh my god, to have any kind
dick
of like,
skull.
If I kept on, what if you you really did pass down your penis in formaldehyde?
I would hope you'd keep it.
I would not want that. What I did used to want when I used to be kind of like more of a adventurous whore. And not even adventurous whore. You know how girls do molds of their boyfriend's penises?
Yeah,
so that they
yeah.
can like make a toy of it. I wanted a stuffed animal of my boyfriend's penis.
Oh, okay.
Because I just wanted to take it on the road and like cuddle with it and like have it look the same. I think there's an industry for that.
Well, you know what I think could be a great industry? You make it a train, but you don't say it's his dick.
I'd love a train.
I know. Yeah, yeah. Good target. Don't make it so obvious it's a dick, but you know it's his dick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay, but I want it to be the same color, but I want it to have like a smiley face on it.
All right,
like,
add wheels to it.
Okay, so this is from White People Twitter, and it's just a tweet from a girl named Meg Monroe, and it says, imagine if a woman had to orgasm in order to get pregnant by a man. There would be like 11 people in the world.
Wait. Oh, a woman had to. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like in order to make a baby, a woman had to orgasm. Just to say that there would be 11 people is such a funny number.
Yeah, it's a good number.
It really made me LOL. And then this is from No Stupid Questions. It's also was reposted in the subreddit Suspiciously Specific, which is one of my favorite subreddits. Final thought. So she said, they say, can cum accumulate in the sink drain? Let's say hypothetically someone in our household came into the sink every day for the past 2 months. Would the cum gather up in the bottom somewhere? Let's also say hypothetically some workers were to perform maintenance on the sink. Would they suspect anything? I just love it. Okay.
Keep going. Is it more hypothetical? So
no, it's just...
I love a hypothetical when it's about you. And I think it would. It would definitely... clog up.
You think so?
Yeah. Have you ever come in a jacuzzi? A guy come in a jacuzzi? It doesn't go anywhere. It just turns into like
no.
weird, like
you came in a jacuzzi?
Who hasn't?
I think most of our listeners.
Or a bathtub.
Well, I've never. I don't have cum like men cum.
Yeah. Well, so. I've come in a bathtub.
Yeah, and it just the floats. And it just floats. It's like a coagulated island.
Yeah, it turns into those like dinosaur things.
Okay, here's a funny response. People on Reddit are so fucking funny. Like, usually the top response, that's Daniel Burson from the Alabama Boys episode. He's a huge bestie now, and he's getting into Reddit because of my obsession with Reddit. And he was like, do I need to just do it? And I'm like, yes, it's the funniest people commenting on the funniest stuff because all the top comments are like the funniest ones. And someone said, it's better to come in the sink than to sink in the cum.
That's true.
That's
man.
A funny line.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and today, I am obsessed with Jeff Goldblum right now. Obsessed. Love him so much. Never really was like a huge fan. Taylor from the podcast last week or yeah.
The Thief?
Or 2 weeks. Taylor the Thief, the hobo thief. She was always in love with Jeff Goldblum, like in love with him in high school. And I never understood it. But he is on Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend podcast last week. And it is such a... He is so endearing. He is so lovely. And so this is a tweet from Chris Kelly, who was actually on our show, Noah, You Up. He was promoting, what's the show where that little boy becomes a star and his two siblings are like less famous? And it's on, I think it's on HBO Max now.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Fuck.
I won't remember it, but he's the younger boy.
It's two people from SNL wrote this show about, and Molly Shannon plays the boy's mom, and his name is Chase Dreams on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, The Other Two. It's called The Other Two.
The Other Two. Okay, yes.
Because it's the other two siblings. So anyway, this is Chris Kelly. This is his Twitter. This is from him. And this is from the subreddit Made Me Smile. And it says, someone once introduced Jeff Goldblum to me at a party by saying, this is Chris Kelly. And he exclaimed, oh my God, of course. I couldn't believe it. He knew who I was. Then he proceeded to say, my God, of course, to every person he was introduced to. I love Jeff Goldblum. That made me happy because Jeff isn't one of these Hollywood people being like, nice to see you.
Mm-hmm.
Which if you don't know, in Hollywood, New York, or in show business, it is a well-known thing that instead of saying nice to meet you say nice to see you because it affords you the ability that maybe you've met this person before and you can get away with saying nice to see you.
Yeah.
And so when someone says nice to see you, it usually means I don't know who you are and I may have met you before, but I'm too scared to say. I always say nice to meet you, and because I don't, and I did this to Larry David. I said nice to meet you once, even though we've met before. And he goes, we've met before. And I was humiliated because I was like, I assumed you wouldn't remember. And I didn't want to do the nice to see you thing to make you feel weird. I also did this to Nick Offerman. I said, nice to meet you. And he was like, I did your show once. And I was like, I didn't expect you to remember me. I'm trying to think
what else you could say.
So anyway,
I guess to see you. But
I think Jeff Goldblum doesn't go that route. And he just goes, my God, of course. And that's not insincere. You know, it's not insincere. He's just saying, my God, of course.
It
and
sounds so, a little sarcastic.
No,
to me.
If you listen to him on Conan, yeah.
He sounds like Sarah Lena.
A love bug. My God, of course.
Yeah, yeah,
it does sound like Sarah Lena, my good friend. and then I saved a, okay, and then I guess that's all we have for today. Where did bed bugs live before bed bugs were invented? Someone wrote a funny joke. They weren't invented. It's called No Stupid Questions. Where they said apparently they fed on bats and birds before humans, but they predate bats by 30 million years. So there must have been another mysterious host who went extinct or something. That leads me to a joke I made in Phoenix. When I was about to go on stage in Phoenix, I looked up some interesting facts. And one of them was that Phoenix was founded on a... I wrote it down. What Phoenix is a dry, archaic, shallow bed of like infertile ground or something. And I was like, oh, like the way it was described, it sounded exactly like my uterus. And I said something like, that's what I heard on my pap smear. Gotta laugh. Then I said, Phoenix is 180 billion years old, the ground that we are on. I think that's when Alice Cooper moved here. That was a joke that Noah gave me. Because Alice Cooper is someone who is famous that lives in Phoenix. And he wasn't born there, but I had to make a joke about him living there because everyone in Phoenix knows he lives there. I didn't know that. I would have not known that. In my interesting facts that I looked up, it wasn't in there. But then Noah backstage was like, I think Alice Cooper lives here. She didn't even say thanks. She just said, Alice Cooper lives here. And he's invested a lot of money and blah, blah, blah. And I looked it up and it was true. So I made a joke and it was good.
Bed bugs.
Bed bugs. Come on.
Bed bugs. They call them the house thugs. I've never met one because I'm no slug. I'm always moving fast. My dick gets attached, but it never is.
Wait a second. You've never met one? Do you remember the time that you called me? It was the scariest I've ever heard
rap.
You.
This is a rap.
I know, but the besties need to hear how adorable this was.
But this is a rap, though.
Andrew thought he got bed bugs and gave it to me because he was staying at my place.
But I'm rapping still.
This is an interlude to the rap. You know how sometimes they do little sketches?
I know. I'm just going underneath. Is it still going?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm rapping still.
So one time, Andrew.
No, we had a bed bug. My roommate, Jen, had a bed bug.
Scare.
We got a dog. He came in. He said there were no bed bugs here. I don't even know if that was legit. Then we got another.
It was a mascot.
So I was scared, but my room was far away from her. So I was very nervous. I was watching your dogs for maybe like the second time I've ever met.
Yeah, we were new friends, but we were already like close. And he called me up like, man, so scared. I mean, Andrew gets scared to ask me if he can leave early from a venue to go back to the hotel. Like, you can tell there's been like a lot of thought before he like gets the courage to be like, based on this, all he's like presenting a 5-paragraph essay of like, can I just leave? And I'm like, yes, you could go. But Andrew gets scared of me because I'm a scary person.
And you love a hang.
And I love a hang, and he's taking that from me, and we know that. So luckily, Noah was there to fill in. But
I knew that. That's why I was able to leave.
Well,
thanks, Noah.
Okay,
it
wasn't why you were able to leave. I would have let you leave anyway, but you're right. That was nice to consider. But he was so scared to tell me, and he called me and was like, I thought you were going to say, I fucked your dog, or like,
that was the third call.
Yeah, this was just the second week, but you were just getting me ready, but you told me about the bed bugs. And sometimes it's weird. Nikki Glaser can overreact about having the word goddamn taken out of a trailer. But sometimes I get my phone stolen out of my hand or someone tells me I might have bed bugs. And my reaction is negative.
I couldn't believe it.
Like, it's almost like I'm in a meditative state and I'm just like, okay.
Bed bugs. I said bed bugs.
Yeah. I thought, yeah.
Because people in New York.
I thought you said bad Bugs Bunny. And it was like one of those Bugs Bunnies with an attitude on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Well, bed bugs was like, he's going to be in my brother. Know when like people go, how did you get COVID? Who gave you COVID? That's what bed bugs was before COVID in New York City.
You know what? For some reason, I think that these things that are catastrophic to other people, getting your phone stolen out of your hand by a 12-year-old sprinting away, or getting bed bugs, or getting COVID, I already know so much of like the guilt that or the
that's already leading
that
up,
like
yeah.
all the stuff that's gonna it's I only get sideswiped by things that are unexpected, and I think the things that are expected and talked about, and especially the ones that carry so much guilt for no reason, like you didn't want bed bugs, no one wants to get COVID, no one wants to give COVID to someone, like I just want to immediately take that away from them because I you know I had a guy once that I was dating look through my phone when I was not there because he didn't trust me about something. And when I caught him, I was like, my first thought, and I hope that people do this sometimes, and I need to do a better job of it, was if I did this and got caught, how would I want that person to treat me? Mm-hmm. Because this person is not a bad person. They were feeling insecure. They didn't want to look through my phone. No one wants to
do
that.
Were you dating them or was this?
Yeah, we were dating and they were just not trusting me and they were someone that, you know, I would have never thought would look through my phone ever in a million years. Like really out of character.
How did you catch him?
I had left my phone to go do something at all, like on a table that they were at. And then I came back and there was a text message up to a conversation between me and a guy that I knew this guy suspected me of hooking up with. And the truth was that guy, I hadn't talked to him in like a year. And so then somehow the phone went off. But when I was on my walk, my alarm went off. That's what happened. He was shutting off my alarm. And so it was, and I remember being on my walk being like, I wonder if this person would ever go through my phone because I left it. And then I got back and I saw it and I confronted him when I go, hey, I have not talked to this person in a year and the text message was up. Did you go through my phone? And he immediately admitted to it. And he was so guilty, so embarrassed. And which I knew I would be too if I got caught. And I'm absolutely capable of doing something like this in a moment where I'm feeling insecure or whatever. And I remember he had to go to work and do something like that was going to take a lot of focus. And he was stressed out that I was going to break up with him or whatever. And that I hadn't decided yet based on like what it would be. But I remember saying to him, nothing you're going to think about at work today will change the result of what happened. I don't worry about this. We're going to be okay, which is true, whether we break up or not. We're going to be okay. We're going to get through this. I want to talk about it later. I'm not mad at you. I'm a little disappointed, but I understand why this happened. Please go to work and don't let this go because he was worried about something at work that day. And I'm like, please don't let this affect your audition because of this. Like, put it into that, you know? And I just remember feeling really good about that because I was like, hopefully someone will bestow this on me when I do something like check someone's phone, you know, or something that I get caught doing that is so embarrassing. Because even though I have never gone through someone's phone without them knowing, I'm definitely capable of it. I just know that. I think we're all capable of doing
something. Your alarm went off? That's probably that dragged him to the phone.
That's why he was shutting it off. And then he was like, I might as well check.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I was asking for it because my alarm went off. Like, he shouldn't have done it.
What was your phone wearing?
Well, my alarm was, I'm cheating on you, I'm cheating on you. Look in my phone, I'm cheating on you. So maybe I was asking for it. That's a great Robin song. All right, we got to go. Thank you so much for letting us go late. Noah, I love you so much. Thanks for listening to the show. Don't be cut and
J-Bug.
I was going to try to do something about the guitar teacher. Man, I owe him.
That guy's a singer, Jake Bug.
This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You got to check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you.
24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.